It's good to be able to speak to my people again. Today we're speaking to you from over the Philippine, I guess you'd say Philippine Islands, for Mike tells me about 7,000 islands. And it's real thrill to get to speak to you. It always is. So wonderful. If I sound a little hoarse, I just finished preaching. I just have hurried across town to be able to get over here on time. But anyway, it's so wonderful to be able to come back into the sanctuary with you and talk with you and fellowship you and feel the wonderful love of God. Today, I've got somebody here that I'd like to have him say some things to you. Brother Mike Amber, a brother that's really out of Hawaii, but he's done a tremendous work here. His father has done a tremendous work here in the islands. And we ministered at one of the churches this morning. And of course, then we ministered for somebody else over in the evening. And, that is tonight. And we're supposed to go to a church tomorrow. It's quite a ways from here. And it is an establishment of Brother Mike. They've established quite a number of things. He's also in the novelty business as to, what do you call that, Mike, as to your sales? Gift shops. He has 6 or 7 gift shops over in Honolulu and different places, different islands. And God is tremendously blessed. And I want Mike to speak to you some, and I want him to take his time, because you've got plenty of time, and I know that you'll enjoy listening to him express himself and witness to Christ. Brother Mike.
Praise the Lord. Not used to just talking on the telephone to more than one person, but we just thank the Lord for your prayers, and it must be your prayers that sent Brother Pike and the rest of the brethren down here to be a blessing in the Philippines. As Brother Pike said, there's more than 7,000 islands, and I was telling him the other day that he could visit every island, it would take him 20 years to stand on each island one day at 7,000 islands. So we'll try to convince him to stay for about 20 years to get the job done, but you might not appreciate that. But there is a great void down here for the Word of God. People are real hungry. It's not hard to go out and preach the gospel any place you want to set a soapbox and start talking about Jesus. People's listening. It's a little different than we find back home in the States. Sometimes people don't want to listen when you're talking about the Lord, but there's some open doors down here, and it's like a vacuum just pulling at us, and I believe pulling at you there too, because you have some responsibility in Brother Pike being here and him preaching to the people tonight. We just want to say we appreciate you back there, and keep us in your prayers. And now that you've had a point of contact down here, that you know there's work going on, and we can all work together in the Lord and reap the benefits of God. So, Sister Penny and I just want to say we appreciate everybody back there, even though we don't know you and haven't seen you, but in the spirit we know y'all. So, God bless you, and keep up the work of God.
I wish you could meet Mike in person. You'd really love him. Thought perhaps Sister Penny was coming up, that she might be able to say something to you too. But Mike came up to the room by himself. I was just thinking that it might be good if Brother Jerry and Sister Nancy might be able to say something to you. They have really been on the move. Brother Jerry, I want you to come over for a few minutes, if you will, and say something to the audience, because Jerry has really tried diligently to do something for Christ. Brother Jerry.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I know that I can't hear y'all, and it's a funny feeling, but I sure do miss y'all very much. We're doing something for Christ over here, and we thank God for y'all's prayers back here. I hope that y'all have each and every one of us in your prayers. And We just experienced one of the greatest things I've ever experienced in my life. Brother Pike preached to a little over 5,000 people. And I've got it on film. And I want y'all to see it. I've never heard nothing like it. Choirs, they got choirs and just sang like angels. And I'd love for y'all to hear it. I love you. I appreciate you. And I miss you all. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to say hello to the ladies for Visitor Department and tell you to go to work and work hard. We've really had experiences over here that you'd never know of. Excuse me for crying, but I wish I could see each one of you. But we give out literature, and they'd take it by the handfuls, and one day Jude got scratched on the hand trying to give out literature. They'd grab it so fast, and we see such a great need. I want all of you to work real hard, and when I get back, I'll be right there with you, too. I love each and one of you.
Well, I decided to do things just a little bit different tonight, just coming in from preaching and been preaching today. This is twice we ministered. You know, it's really amazing the hunger and thirst that we have here in the Philippines. Brother Mike was sharing it with you just a few minutes ago as to the hunger. There's a multitude of people that really need Jesus. They really need you to be concerned about world evangelism. Every time that I've contacted you, I've tried to impress upon you the need for world evangelism. All over the world, we see the masses of people. In Africa, it was such a great mass of people. And then when we went into Hong Kong and over into communist China, it was just unbelievable. While we were over in communist China, Jerry and I just stepped out one day, I guess maybe it was in the morning, was it, Jerry? Over in the morning. Anyway, it was sometimes during the day we stepped out, and we had multiplied hundreds of pieces of literature, and we were left under the impression that people there would not receive the gospel, did not want Jesus. We stepped out on the streets, and it was such a great multitude that pressed in. Young men and women, business executives, outstanding people that pressed in, and sometimes 10 and 15 hands at one time, reaching for literature, and so grateful, so dignified in the approach. There wasn't cannibal-like at all. There wasn't heathen-like at all. Very, very courteous, very dignified, and yet so hungry that they just pressed in, the multitudes. And within, Jerry, probably not more than an hour, was it? An hour. Brother Jerry was working so hard, and I was working so hard. Both of us were perspiring. And I'd say within an hour that we gave out, multiplied hundreds and hundreds of pieces of literature to those people, and they were so grateful. That was in communist China. And then, of course, when we came over into the Philippines, Brother Mike met us, and he has been such a gracious person in helping us. He's paid for our meals, and he's even taken one of his rooms here at the Holiday Inn and let Brother Jerry and Sister Nancy have it. And he has in every way ministered to us and been a real blessing to us. They have a number of churches here that he and his dad has instigated, and they opened the doors very graciously to us. We ministered at one of them this morning, and if nothing happens, perhaps we'll be ministering at one of them tomorrow. The one that we're supposed to minister at tomorrow, or go to tomorrow, is a beautiful church. I was looking at the picture of it, and it's really a work of art. His dad, before his decease, pressed in, and they built this building, and they have affected so many people's lives in the Philippines. But anyway, we ministered for them this morning, and of course we'd been blessed of God, and we ministered over at the stadium tonight where there was about, I believe they said about 5,000 people. There was a multitude of people, and the spirit and power of God was so great and so mighty. And the singing was so beautiful. People was praising God and shouting, and it was just so wonderful. There's no way to express it. I'm telling you the truth. There's no words of expression for it. It was so great and mighty. And there were so many young people that was fasting and praying and seeking God. And the only way that I can really tell you how it was is just to say that Brother Jerry got it on camera. And not only that, but they filmed it. There was some filming it there with professional cameras. And it appears that we might be able to just go ahead and get a copy of that. And if we do, then you'll be able to see it and hear it. And when you see it and hear it, you'll feel the same way that I do. You'll probably say, Brother Pike, it is astounding. It's amazing that I never thought it would be like that. Because it's beautiful, folks. I mean, it's real, genuine worship in Christ. We're looking forward to, of course, being back on the home front. I trust that you helped David with his tent meeting. I've been praying that God would impress you to help David with the tent meeting. I haven't had any communications as to whether you did or didn't. But I trust that you did, and I trust that David had a good time there in the tent meeting down in Alabama. I certainly would love to have been with him. And, of course, when we get home, we may have a tent crusade or two. But whatever we do, we still have to... Betty is trying to tell me something here. She says that you better move up because the ones that's been called heathens are so... It's so astoundingly amazing as to the way they are moving up in God and being aggressive toward the things of God that she says it makes it sound more like the heathenistic part is on the other side of the ocean. So it real moves you. I can tell you for sure that it's going to stir you and really move you when you see the movie of the thing that took place tonight. And as far as I know, they got a lot of pictures, a lot of video, and they're bringing it home to you. But in the meantime, I want you to remember Communist China. I had one man to walk up on the street, and he said to me, he said, do you believe that God could save me? I said, well, he sure can. I said, for the last few nights, I've been praying for China, which I really did. I prayed earnestly and sincerely that God would open the door, and he did. And for the last few nights here in the Philippines, I prayed earnestly over the morning that God would open the door and that he would move the people to listen to the gospel, which he did. You will see on the film that God really moved them to hear the gospel, and they're hungry. And, of course, when we leave the Philippines, we're going from here into Taipei. We'll be over there for a day or two in Taipei, and we're going to give out some literature and see what God does in that place as to opening the doors for the gospel. Then, of course, when we leave Taipei, we go into Korea, and the people are really hungry in Korea. We've been invited into Korea. It's been a long time since we received the first invitation to Korea, and we're looking forward to doing something to Korea. I don't know exactly what will happen after we leave Korea. We, of course, have to go to Tokyo before we return back to the mainland. But I understand that Tokyo is a very hard place, and we're really not scheduled to be there but about one day. But I hope to be able to do something there in Tokyo some way, if it's no more than make some contact. But anyway, leaving the Philippines, I believe it's Tuesday or Wednesday, is it? Tuesday morning, is it? We leave the Philippines on Tuesday morning. And then, of course, going into Taipei, we're going to try to do something for the Lord and on into Korea. So you pray for us. You keep us on the prayer line, prayer list. I want to let you know that I sincerely appreciate your efforts and the thing that you did in trying to warm our hearts and help boost the gospel over here. The gift that you sent, it was just so timely and so wonderful. It gave me a chance also to share with some poor here that really needed some help. And it was a real inspiring thing. I appreciate it. I didn't desire it of you, but I thank God that you was willing to do it. To this morning, it is to you, it's night to me over here. But this morning, I may sound just a little bit hoarse because I preached this morning. And then, as I said, we went right straight on over to the stadium, and there we preached a little hard tonight, and come straight from the stadium right over to the hotel and up into the room here. And in doing it, I'm just a little hoarse. I was wet, And, of course, we was out in the open tonight, you know, sitting there for quite a good while before we ministered, listening to the singing, the people worshiping God. And it was just enough breeze stirring to kind of tie the throat up a little. So I believe grace is correcting me on the date as to our departure from the Philippines into Taipei. I believe she says it's on Wednesday, maybe Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. I don't know just exactly where we'll be when we contact you the next time. Maybe over in Korea, I'm not sure. Maybe Tokyo. I don't know just exactly where we'll be. I believe maybe it would be Korea because we have a number of days days in Korea. But anyway, we're here in the room and a few of us talking. So if I stumble around a little bit, it's because I'm kind of listening over there and talking over here to see what they're saying. But I hope that all of my spiritual children are well, and hope my natural children are well too. Trust that all of our loved ones are well and that they. Church is really going on for Christ. I understand that some of the people are going to take some more clothes down into Old Mexico, which of course warmed my heart when I found out about that. I trust that they'll be real careful. And let me see here what Grace is saying. Is that right? Mike was just telling me here there's a good possibility that we may meet him in Tokyo. He's leaving from here tomorrow. And his schedule is going to take him into Tokyo, and by the time that Mike gets over there, maybe we'll be there. That sure would be a blessing. I mean, a real blessing, Mike. But anyway, it's so good just to have somebody over here that we can love and know that's real, genuine, and God. It's just so wonderful. Well, I won't take up a lot of your time in talking with you. I know you probably want to get on with your services. But I want you to know that we love you and appreciate you. Appreciate Brother Taylor, Sister Linda, Brother Chuck, the different ones that's working with us that's so concerned, trying to keep everything going on the home front. I appreciate my ladies that are working down there trying to put out litter to them. There's something Sister Betty said. Let me see what it is. The card that the people sent to us was heartwarming. Betty said we really appreciate it, and we really do. I want you to keep us on the prayer list while we're traveling because we need it. We really need it. It becomes very strenuous, and of course it's dangerous going in and out countries, and sometimes it's a real problem. Here, just driving is a problem, but God has blessed Mike. He's just been expert in driving. It's just, you know, it's just a gift from God. It is so wonderful. That part we won't mention. Anyway, they're saying something over here. I want you to know that we love you and appreciate you. And I'm curious to know what was the outcome of David's meeting or whether or not he's still in meeting. So I'm gonna let you go and get back to your services. But I'm wondering how many of you are really concerned about us. And are really trying to help us on the home front as to really get the job done. Remember, if you bid a thing Godspeed, then you're partakers of it. And while we're here trying to do this for Christ, if you will just whisper prayer at night, you know, just kind of drop down on your knees and say, God, remember Brother Pike and Sister Pike and the brethren that are working with us, and Lord, help them. And pray, God, help Mike and his wife and the family. Pray for the missionaries. Pray for the work here. Pray for the people that we minister to tonight and this morning, and those that are in leadership that are trying to do something in that capacity of work. Pray for the church we're going to tomorrow. Pray for the leadership there. Pray that God will really start a revival and a move of God that will sweep over this island, that will literally swallow it up. I know you're going to enjoy the films, and if you could be here with me, your heart would be stirred so that you just sit and cry. That's what you would do. Sister Betty sat and cried tonight. Sister Gracie sat and cried tonight. And I don't know who all was crying tonight. There's so many people crying tonight. But it was just so heartwarming that if you was here, you'd just break into tears. But young people are so stirred, so moving and fasting and praying and singing and praising God, so real, so realistic, that it just breaks your heart when you see it. I'm talking about hundreds of them. So, and thousands of them. There's thousands of young married couples and single. There were so many single boys and girls there tonight. Remember us, don't forget us in prayer, and we're remembering you. We try our very best to remember to pray for you, and until we get a chance to talk to you next Sunday, then we're going to be praying for you and trusting that you're praying for us. May the Lord bless you.